She Gets It podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping. And it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. Personally, I love when men take care of their skin and they know what their needs are and they're not taking nothing less than what they know. A man with boundaries equals a man who is financially aware and organized of what he can and he cannot do. Okay? And he's not about to be out here flexing like he can. And when a man cooks and knows what the fuck he's doing, it makes me want to release my everything to him. Because you have to pay attention to what you're doing, how you're doing it, how it's seasoned, what spices work, what spices don't. And you're supposed to get better with experience. Which is why I don't understand why some women of today think that these are negative characteristics that a man can have. Because to me, you're looking for a boy or you're looking for a big boy. You're looking for a boy, you're looking for a man. You're looking for a boy that needs you to teach him because his mom fell off and you want to hold his hand to go ahead and pour in. Is that what you're looking for? Because I'm not. Okay? A man who irons his clothes. Please, let me in and sign me up because I don't want to have to look at the man that I'm claiming and tell him to pull his pants up. I don't want to have to look at the man that I'm walking around with and wondering why his pants are too big or why his suit is baggy or why he thinks getting a suit, getting a shirt, getting a belt, getting dress pants, and turning around and putting on Air Forces is it. Because it's not. Grow the fuck up. And I'm talking about men that upgrade themselves. And how that is self-care. That is not being sassy. That is not being, oh, he's zesty. No, that is a grown-up. That is a man that does not have to ask another man how to, where to go, when he need to be there, what he need to do. That is a man that is ready to let go of his mom's hand and go ahead and be a man beyond his father's guidance. Whether or not he had a biological father in his life or not, he found mentors along the way. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the men that are out here upgrading, and you deserve an upgrade in a woman and a mate. And it's completely fine with me. Because why y'all giving these men shit? Men who have wisdom that can teach, that can lead, are very appealing and attractive. Okay? A man that can walk into a room and don't have to say nothing and command that attention and that respect. Golden, okay? Golden. All right? And I just believe as a man, you're supposed to have certain things. As a woman, you're supposed to have certain things, but this ain't about y'all. I know y'all listening, but this ain't about y'all. This is about knowing when a man is in front of you, know when you're in the presence of a man, know when you're being provided by a man, knowing when you're protected by a man, knowing when a man gets dressed, he has these things. When a boy gets dressed, he's worried about these things. Okay? I'm talking about a man with multiple suits in his closet. Dress shoes, just as much as he has sneakers sometimes. Shoe polish, okay? An assortment of belts, okay? Classic sneakers, different hats for different reasons. Pays his bills on time, sometimes even before time. And if you're lucky, you might find you a man who knows how to handle his shit to be on auto pay. Okay? Checks in on his family on a regular without you having to tell him, oh, your mom's birthday's coming up. Or didn't you say that your sister needed X, Y, and Z? Or you should go check on your grandpa. Like, someone who's automatically on top of it. Oh, my God. I don't understand what the problem is that people have with men who do this on a regular without being told or asked. Do you want a man who adults consistently, or do you want a boy that screams he's a man? Because a man doesn't have to scream that he's a man. It's evident. Men who know how to balance their time, their self-care, how to and when to connect with other people, knowing when they need to meditate, knowing that they need constant exercise to stay healthy, know when they need to step away and take a break and travel with their loved ones to have experiences. Men who work efficiently, all right? Men who want to experience time with their kids, not just be in the house with their kids, that's attractive. The man who knows it's time for a nap. Yes, sir, we can take a nap together sometimes. Yes. Where is he at? Where is he at? Okay. A man who is aware that mentally he is off and he needs a break. And he knows what he needs to do to get that break. A man that can show up for himself is a quality that must be had when you're adulting in the right way. Y'all don't need heavy stress, because a lot of heavy stress is what gets a lot of men to their grave faster than they need to. All self-care is just being self-aware and organizing your needs with other people. Having a balanced level of empathy. Knowing when to answer your phone and when to turn your phone off. So I say all of these things to say, as a man, do you even know how to elevate your mind? Is the man that you're next to, or the man that you're in a room with, elevate their mind? And when I say that, I'm talking about reading. I'm talking about traveling and having a mentor, someone that they admire that's a step ahead from them. Do they know how to decompress? Because decompressing is part of elevating your mind. But do they know what the next level of what they need to do, where they want to go is? Or are they just living in a circle? And when I say live in a circle, I'm talking about waking up, eating, going to work, not happy at work, leaving work, going to do something else that they don't want to do. Not something to improve, something else they don't want to do. That's just part of adulting. By that time, they eating something unhealthy. Probably playing the game a little and going to sleep, waking up, doing it again. Where is your elevation in your rotation? Where the fuck is your elevation in your rotation of living? Okay, because you're always going to need a job. Great, we know you have to pay bills. You need money. You need income. You need options. But you were not created and poured into to just pay bills. So there has to be a passion and a purpose within you that the people around you help you find and release. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. This is one of many podcasts that I do. So when you support this podcast, you are supporting options that I can do with the other shows. If you're not aware, I have Cozy Moon Podcasts. I have Creator Podcast. Loudmouth Stereo was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. She Gets a Pod was discontinued, but the episodes are still up there if you want to listen. So What Pays Me on Bit is a book club podcast. We have The Real Relationship Report that I do with Dungeon on Stereo app bi-weekly. And then there is the one and only Wear It Right with Shan, which is my podcast where I talk about fashion and style. So when you support one, you support all. If you would like to donate to any of these shows, you can. The link is in the show notes, and I do appreciate it. It does give me other opportunities to do other things. And also, please support the website. Visit often, because there's a blog on there called Thick Grits and Pods, where I upload my thoughts and things that help podcasters and creators and just keeping us where we need to be in our minds and in life. ShambiPodden.com is the website. You can also find all of my books on that website and all of the shops to go ahead and purchase merch if you like wearing what you support. And I appreciate you. Now back to the show. That's a part of elevating your mind as a man. And if you have a man in your life that is doing so, but you don't know how to do that, then y'all need to get together and have a conversation. Because a lot of y'all claim y'all have friends, but the friends that y'all have, the conversation never gets over the sports and never gets beyond just seeing each other at work. You know what I'm saying? There has to be a purpose and a passion within you that you know when and how to release. It's all about balance. I know. The show will be back. I'm just giving y'all a break with a message. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast as She Gets a Pod. If you would like to support this podcast, you can always support by purchasing merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring or going to ShambiPodden.com and checking out the other shows. Also leaving a review. And if you would like to donate directly to the show, you can. In the show notes is a link for Red Circle, which is my host for this podcast. And you can donate anything you would like. Everything is appreciated. Donating to this podcast will allow me to create options with a fund of money I'm getting from my subscribers and listeners who appreciate me putting in effort for each episode. I do show notes, I research, and I come up with how I can deliver you guys information and knowledge from my personal experience and more. And that does take time for me, but I enjoy it. It's a process I enjoy. Even if I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be having great discussions with the people around me in my circle. So in exchange to give you guys more options on how I can express myself in the future, any donations to this podcast will be greatly appreciated. Other than that, if you see me in these podcast streets, please drop a review, share it with a friend, share a clip. If you see me post, please repost it, and I appreciate you. Now back to the show, because there's more to talk about, clearly. A man upgrading is not something I feel like he's doing to be an enemy, or when I see a man upgrade himself or learn his needs a bit better and has his boundaries, I don't feel like, oh, he think he's better than X, Y, and Z. No. I love that for y'all. The kind of woman that piques an interest for you should improve also. That means she should be a slight mirror image of the characteristics you have within yourself. What gets a lot of men tripped up is they want to go for the woman that takes care of herself in the looks area from head to toe, takes care of her body in the looks area from head to toe, can take those trips throughout the year, okay? Not once a year, multiple times in the year, but they don't realize to be that man in her life, you got to be willing to be in a room of people who also want that woman. And when men see you, they're going to wonder, why is she with him and not with somebody like X, Y, and Z? And so a lot of men may visually crave that woman, but physically, they don't feel like they are at a level in life to have that woman. And sometimes that may bring about insecurities. But when you are sure and aware of yourself, you have no problem with that woman that does those things. Most ignorant women today may call a man who is 10 toes down on being his best zesty, soft. Oh my God, he cares about his place smelling good and looking good. Are y'all dumb? Like, what do y'all want to walk into? A playpen? What do y'all want to walk into? A whole bunch of foldable breakdown furniture? A mattress on the floor? An airbed? A TV on the floor? PlayStation on the floor? Like, what are y'all looking for? What's the problem? I feel like whack women purposely want flunkies to match their mindset. And if that's that, then cool. But most of the time when you see certain tweets or you see certain discussions about what women are looking for in men or what they don't like in men or certain posts, is giving broke-minded behavior. Broke-minded behavior. And I'll talk about this on another episode, but this episode right here is about the men that are doing it right, the men that are stepping into themselves. As a man, be honorable to the people around you so you can be proud of you. Learn how to have patience. Everything you need will come. Everything you need to have, you will have in due time. And learn to have faith in a higher power. Not because I'm telling you to, but because that's what's going to keep you focused. That's what's going to keep you pushing. That's what's going to keep you consistently showing up. As a man, you deserve to be happy, at peace, loved, respected, appreciated, heard, and aware of what you need and what you don't. Do not allow others to benefit solely off of the weight that you carry on your back, because most people will not help you carry what's holding you down. And I think every healthy relationship, not just romantic, requires you to also level up. And most people find friction in their relationships because one person is ready to level up and the other person does not want to level up or is scared to level up or doesn't feel like they should have to level up and that love should fix it. And if you are not ready to grow, a healthy man will make you feel like he is the enemy to what you're trying to do. Healthy people are flexible. They will respectfully check you and still be considerate. So men, do your thing. Be respected as women who have sense. And this is just a memo and a PSA from your girl, Shan. You're welcome. What's so funny is the majority of my audience is women, but I think they're the women with sense. They're not the women who are ignorant, who wouldn't be able to point out a man in a crowded room if it was right in front of their face, okay? But I'm just so tired of the young-minded girls today who don't want to grow up, that don't want to adult. And when there's a man actually out here doing it right, they just nitpick him to the point where he feels bad for doing the right shit. I made this episode to say I see you and continue to do what you do, because a woman that's for you, you will meet in due time. But please do not settle and deal with what lazy people are out here dishing. Okay? That is it. Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. Y'all know I will be back with another one as always. This is She Gets It Pod. If you liked the show, please leave a review. Don't forget to subscribe and click it and engage with it and repost it. And if you would like to, you can also purchase some merch on She Gets It Shop with Teespring and check out shambipodden.com. Peace.